Hi everyone, my name's Sarah and I'm a bit of a fashion enthusiast. Today I'd like to tell you about a recent excursion I made to a local market in search of some bargain apparel. I've been meaning to update my wardrobe lately as the seasons are shifting. I was actually looking for a heavy winter coat initially, but then the weather forecast changed unexpectedly. So instead, I set off with the aim of tracking down a decent raincoat for the autumn showers. The market I go to is quite famous in our city, though finding it can be a bit of a challenge for newcomers. A lot of tourists think it's the large trading estate next to the main train station, but it's actually tucked away in a small square right behind the library. It's much less commercialised there and has a truly authentic vibe. My top tip for bargain hunting is to arrive shortly after the stalls open. Not necessarily because the best clothes sell out immediately, although that can certainly happen if you're looking for designer labels, but primarily to avoid the crowds that start to build up by midday. It's so much easier to browse when you aren't being pushed around. My first stop was a stall selling menswear. I'd originally thought about picking up a trendy graphic t-shirt for my brother's birthday. However, I spotted a beautiful vintage silk tie that was in perfect condition and incredibly cheap, so I got him that instead. I think he'll appreciate the retro style. Moving on, I spent some time browsing through massive piles of trousers. I normally ignore the summer dresses because they're completely out of season now, but I was genuinely amazed by the fantastic condition of the denim jeans they had on display. Some of them looked as though they had never even been worn, and they were a fraction of the high street price. When you're buying second-hand apparel, you really have to be careful and know what to look out for. A lot of people just feel the fabric to see if it's soft, or check if the buttons are loose. While that's certainly helpful, I always make sure to inspect the stitching closely, as that is the true indicator of whether a piece of clothing will actually last through multiple washes. Later on, I found exactly what I'd been secretly hoping to find all month. Not the woolen scarf I mentioned needing earlier in the week, but an absolutely gorgeous leather jacket. The stallholder wanted £40 for it, but after a bit of friendly haggling, I got it for £25. I was absolutely thrilled. If you want to find the real bargains, though, you shouldn't just look at what's prominently displayed on the mannequins or hanging on the main racks. The items that are marked down to just £1 or £2 are usually dumped in the cardboard boxes hidden under the tables. You have to be prepared to dig through them, but it's definitely worth the effort. By the time I'd finished my shopping, I was absolutely starving. I was tempted to just grab a quick coffee from a nearby cafe, but the delicious smell wafting from the street food stalls was just irresistible. I ended up having a huge bowl of spicy noodles before finally heading home. It was exactly what I needed after a long morning on my feet. It was such a successful excursion overall. My sister is begging me to take her next weekend, but I've actually already promised my college roommate that I'd show her around the market next time I go. She's desperately looking for some affordable vintage boots, so hopefully we'll have just as much luck. Thanks for listening.